What was South Dakota maybe doing on the defensive front there? Kind of hurt you guys in the first half especially.
Really the whole game. I think they came out and just did a good job. They moved around a lot and haven't been able to watch the film, obviously, but excited to get in there and see the film and see where we did good and where we did bad.
Dalton, you guys all weekend really lauded like a business-like approach and how much you weren't looking past anyone. So how surprising was it to see mental mistakes like 13 penalties and multiple
turnovers?
Yeah,
no doubt. It's tough, right? It's tough game one to see so many mistakes. Fumbles, penalties, Alex Barnes getting tackled in the background. What does that look like on my offensive line? Not good. A lot of areas that just were not good tonight. And, of course, it's shocking. Of course, that's not what you want as a team. And, yeah, we prepared very well. But just because you prepare well doesn't mean that you're guaranteed a clean win. That's a good football team that came into play. And we're also a good football team because we found a way to win. And a lot of teams would have put their heads down and said, man, this is an FCS team and we're losing and screw this. You know, it's going to be a long season. But we pushed through and we scratched and clawed and found a way to get a win, and that means a lot that my team did that.
I know this might be better answered after watching the film, but what do you credit some of those mental mistakes to? Was it maybe what they were doing or just lapses on Hill's part?
Haven't played football in a long time. You know, get out there in an environment like that, and a lot of guys have a lot of nerves, and you know, plain and simple, sometimes it's out of shape, sometimes it's being lazy, sometimes it's a lack of focus. Sometimes a holding call is a lack of focus, sometimes that's laziness because your feet underneath you and you're reaching out with your arms. A lot of mistakes tonight on the offensive line, a lot of mistakes as an offense, right? I'm not a defensive coach, I'm not going to talk on the defense, but as an offense, so much work to do. We killed ourselves. That's a good thing, is that we really didn't play a good game as an offense, and we still found a way to win. And we played about, you know, as an offense, you know, like Coach Schneider said, as bad as we could, and that only leaves room to grow, so I'm excited about that.
You guys dominated time of possession, and I know it was minus four in the turnovers, and did you feel like that?
It was minus four on our part, really.
And did you feel like you guys did a good job of kind of controlling that time of possession and making it kind of a game to slow down a little bit?
In a way, I don't think we really did much good things on offense. I mean, that last drive, I think there was 7 minutes on the clock, and we drove it down and to 30 or 40 seconds, which that was impressive, but that's the last drive of the game, and we need a lot. We need that early on, so I'm just not impressed with anything that the offense did. That's great that we had a lot of time of possession, but credit the defense because they had so many great stops, and just they just helped us out so much tonight. I'm so appreciative of them.